Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Ram Goldar and Dirim Zerz Yavamas Daf Samach Gibol, the sixth parak Habal Yabimto. The majority of this daf deals with the topic of marriage. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings seven statements that were taught by Rabbi Elazar. Among them are, Kol Adam She'eino Isha Eino Adam. Any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man. For the pasuk states, Zachar Nekeva Bra'am Yikra Shemam Adam. He created them male and female and he called their name Adam. What's the meaning of that which is written, S.O.S. or Kenegdo? I'll make him a helpmate opposite him. Zacha Ozarta, Wozacha Kenegdo. If a man is Zocha, she helps him. If he's not Zocha, she opposes him. The Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked him, in what way does a wife help a man? Eliyahu answered, Adam mevi chitin, chitin koses. A man brings home wheat. Does he chew and swallow the raw wheat kernels? Or he brings home flax. Does he wear the flax? Of course not. Rather, his wife takes the materials and then turns them into finished products. Does it not then come out that she illuminates his eyes and stands him on his feet? Point number two, Rav was once departing from his uncle Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya said to him, Rachmanu litzlak mimidit dekashim emosim, may the merciful one save you from the thing that is worse than death. Rav wondered if there really was something that's worse than death, and when he went out to investigate, he discovered the pasuk, Emotza ani mar memaves as a isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. The Gemara goes on to relate that Rav's wife would constantly aggravate him. When he asked for lentils, she'd prepare him peas. And when he asked for peas, she would prepare him lentils. When Rav asked Rabbi Chiya why he would buy and wrap gifts for his wife, who also aggravated him, Rabbi Chiya answered, Dainish megadlos banenu matzilos minachet. It's enough that they raise our children and save us from sin. The Gemara brings a custom done in Eretz Yisrael that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matzah or Motzah? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, he who has found a wife has found goodness, or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Ani Mar Mamaves as a Isha, and I have found more bitter than death, the woman. And point number three, it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol mi she'eino osek bepiria berivya ki o shofech damim, whoever does not engage in the mitzvah of procreation is regarded as if he spilled blood. For after the pasuk that states, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech, whoever sheds the blood of a man, by man shall his blood be shed. It's written, Vatem pru urvu, and as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Rabbi Yaakov says, Ki'il mamayit ha'demus, he's regarded as if he had diminished the divine image. For after the pasuk that states, Ki betzel me'el kima asas ha'adam, for in the image of God he made man, it's written, Vatem pru urvu, and as for you, be fruitful and multiply. When Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he was not married. He answered, Ma'esa shenafshi chashik b'torah. Eshu oilam shizkaim al yidei achirim. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara brings seven statements that were taught by Rabbi Elazar. Among them are, Kol adam she'eino isha eino adam. Any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man. For the pasuk states, Zachar nekeva bra'am yikra shemam adam. He created them male and female, and he called their name Adam. What's the meaning of that which is written, S.O.S. or Kenegdo? I'll make him a helpmate opposite him. Zacha Ozarta, Wozacha Kenegdo. If a man is Zocha, she helps him. If he's not Zocha, she opposes him. The Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked him, in what way does a wife help a man? Eliyahu answered, Adam mevi chitin, chitin koses. A man brings home wheat. Does he chew and swallow the raw wheat kernels? Or he brings home flax. Does he wear the flax? Of course not. Rather, his wife takes the materials and then turns them into finished products. Does it not then come out that she illuminates his eyes and stands him on his feet? Point number two, Rav was once departing from his uncle Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya said to him, Rachmanu litzlak mimidit dekashim emosim, may the merciful one save you from the thing that is worse than death. Rav wondered if there really was something that's worse than death, and when he went out to investigate, he discovered the pasuk, Emotza ani mar memaves as a isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. The Gemara goes on to relate that Rav's wife would constantly aggravate him. When he asked for lentils, she'd prepare him peas. And when he asked for peas, she would prepare him lentils. When Rav asked Rabbi Chiya why he would buy and wrap gifts for his wife, who also aggravated him, Rabbi Chiya answered, Dainish megadlos banenu matzilos minachet. It's enough that they raise our children and save us from sin. The Gemara brings a custom done in Eretz Yisrael that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matzah or Motzah? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, he who has found a wife has found goodness, or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Ani Mar Memaves as a Isha, and I have found more bitter than death, the woman. And point number three, it was taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol mi she'eino osek bepiria berivya ki o shofech damim, whoever does not engage in the mitzvah of procreation is regarded as if he spilled blood. For after the pasuk that states, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech, whoever sheds the blood of a man, By man shall his blood be shed. It's written, Vatem pru urvu. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Rabbi Yaakov says, Ki ilu mamayit ha-demus. He's regarded as if he had diminished the divine image. For after the pasuk that states, Ki betzalem Elokim asa ha-adam, for in the image of God he made man, it's written, Vatem pru urvu. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. When Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he was not married. He answered, Ma'esa shenafshi chashik b'torah. Eshul oilam shizkayim al yidei cherim. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf samach gimel, and our standard simmon is a segway, which is the thing that the boys ride around town on, with two wheels they stand on. A segue. So here goes. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, Number One Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. Once again in slow motion. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue, that must be more daf Samach Gimel. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, Number One Ezer Kenegdo, which reminds us the Gemara brings seven statements that were taught by Rabbi Elazar. Among them are, Kol Adam Sheinu Isha, Eino Adam. Any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man. For the pasuk states, he created them male and female, and he called their name Adam. Also, what's the meaning of that which is written, Esla Ezer Kenegdo, I will make him a helpmate opposite him, Zocha Ozarto, Lo Zocha Kenegdo. The man is Zocha, she helps him. If he's not Zocha, she opposes him. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, Number One Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, which reminds us, we discussed the pasuk, Motza Ani Marma Mavis as Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. And the Gemara brings the examples of the wives of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, as well as the custom done in Eretz Yisrael, that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matza or Motza? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. He who has found a wife has found goodness. Or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Ani Marma Mavis as Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, Number One Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. Which reminds us when Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he wasn't married. He answered, Uma esa shenafshi chashak b'torah. Eshu oilam shizkayim al yidei cherim. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. So once again, the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, Number One Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Nun Tes, so the simmer Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night, that must be more on Daf Nun Tes. The night protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us that there's Malchus regarding if a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bulgaris. And the Malchus is based on how to darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Behu isha bipsulah yikach. He shall marry a woman in her virginity. So, the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, Nivala Shol Kadarka Pesula L'Kahuna, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the Kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her to only a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations out of marriage, she's considered a Zona and is forbidden to ordinary Kohanim as well. Rabbi Zera answered that Rav's ruling applies to Amet Ma'enes, a young orphan girl who did miyun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or a divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen, but if she had relations with her husband even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basula and may not marry a kohen gadol. So, the knight protecting the Bulgaris in a castle where she was going to marry the kohen gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Which reminds us, Rav Shim Bar Chiya said, Nibula behema kasher kahuna. A woman had relations with an animal is eligible for the kahuna, meaning she may even marry a kohen gadol. This was also taught in a brisa. Nivala lamisha eno ish, a woman in relation with one who is not a man, referring to an animal, afal pisha beskila kasher kahuna. Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the kohen gadol. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. When the Kohen who handed a I make a challah sticker, that must be more Daf Samach, smiley face stickers. When the Kono handed a I make a chal sticker to the Nambasua, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, which reminds us, Rav Ashi said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov and the Chachamim disagree whether yesh chalal b'chai ve'ase, whether a chalal results from a relationship between a woman prohibited by an ase, such as in the case of a Nambasua to a Kohen Gadol. The Melchokas is based on how they darshan the pasuk referring to a Kohen Gadol that states, Amana grusha b'chalal azona es eila lo yikach king basula. A widow, a divorcee, a chalal azoni shall not marry, only a basula of his people shall he take as his wife. And it's written in the next pasuk, V'loya chalal zaro be'amav, so he shall not make a chalal of his offspring among his people. So, when the Kohen Gadol who handed a I make a chalal sticker to the non-basula who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister, who was an arusa and just passed away, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, a chosa arusa, a Kohen's sister, who died as an arusa, Reimen Rabbi Yehuda say, matami la, he may become tami for her, was Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say, he may not. The Gemara explains how they darshan a pasuk to support their position. So when the Kohen who handed a I make a chalal sticker to the Nambasula, who married a Kohen Gadol, even though she was just a chai ve'ase, suddenly needed to be matami himself for his sister who was an arusa and just passed away. He dropped all the stickers to the delight of little girl converts who stuck them on their heads like a tzitz. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that a gioris who converted when she was younger than the age of 3 years and 1 day is eligible to marry Kohanim. For the pasuk states in regard to the Midianite girls that were taken captive by the Jewish soldiers, but all the children among the women who have not known relations with a male, spare for yourselves, which means that they may marry them. And behold, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was among them. The girls were made to pass before the tzitz, and any girls whose face turned green was above 3 years and a day, and old enough to have relations. The Gemara clarifies that the tzitz was only used this way to punish non-Jews, but never to punish Jews. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician sawing a person in half. So here goes. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, saw the woman in half, that must be wearing Daf Samachov. The Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half trick, didn't work out well, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brits where Shimon Bar Yochai used to say, Kivrei Ovdei Chachavim Ein Matam Be'ol, the graves of idolaters do not transmit tumah by way of an ol, for it's saying the pasuk in Yechezkel, Vaten Tzoni Tzon Marisi Adam Atem. Now you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are Adam. Since the pasuk refers to Yisrael as Adam, we can learn, Atem Kareem Adam, Ein Ahov De Kochavim Kareem Adam. You are referred to as Adam, but idolaters are not referred to as Adam. And since the pasuk that discusses Tumas Ohel mentions Adam, we can learn that Tumas Ohel only applies to Yisrael and not idolaters. So, the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman in half-trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, which reminds us that we have multiple opinions regarding who's considered a zona. So the Jewish magician named Adam, who performed under an ol in a non-Jewish cemetery, when he saw the woman a hat trick, didn't work out well, did tricks with a deck of cards with different definitions of a zona on them, for the man who came to the show together with his kids as well as new wife, who was incapable of having children. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a man may not abstain from procreation unless he has children. The Gemara infers from here that if he has children, he may abstain from procreation, but he may not abstain from a wife, meaning he's still chayav to be married. Rashi clarifies that he needs to be married, but he does not need to look for a woman who is capable of having children. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral submarine, that must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Beis Shammai holds the mitzvah is two males, learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Beis Hillel says it's a male and female, learned from Adon Chava. The Gemara explains why they did not hold of each other's source. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Shoshet Dvarim Asa Moshe Medaito, V'hiskim Nekosh Baruch Hu Imo. Moshe did three things based on his own understanding, and Nekosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance, separating from Tzipora after the Aseres Dibros, breaking the Luchos, and adding 1 day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. SBA for short, separating, breaking, abstinence. So the submarine admiral took his son and daughter on a trip, agreed with his son who smashed the periscope when they got close to the bottom of a mountain and saw thousands of students who had died in a plague, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim and of rebuilding Torah in his old age with 5 Talmidim. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman of Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.